Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Welcome back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about make your career become a construction equipment mechanic. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to our website at www.startractor.com or at heavyequipmentguy.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. When most important part of the construction business stops working, the company is ready to pay any amount to fix that and get it back to work. You know, production is everything in the construction business. Heavy equipment is one such important part, and the business owners can't ever afford to see it not working due to technical difficulties or any technical reasons. They will pay any price to fix the issue and get the machine up and running. This means that the mechanics are high in demand in the construction industry, and anybody who wants to make his or her career in this business can certainly look upon in becoming a heavy equipment mechanic. So when we talk about heavy equipment, it involves all types of heavy machineries that are used for construction, mining, forestry, and farming and architecture, a little bit of everything, you know, and any purpose on that. This points out to the fact that the mechanics are not only restricted to repairing equipment that they use in construction, but also that they use in farming and mining purposes and agriculture. You know, it's very important to learn it all. The scope is immense for heavy equipment mechanics, but they have to do a lot of learning before they can actually reach to the point where they do not have to worry about their career. That is probably the point where they have already reached the zenith of their career and are working as freelancers, having tie-ups with the big construction and mining companies. So who can become a good mechanic is a real question out for everybody. Anybody who loves heavy equipment and likes to fix the problems related to heavy machinery can see themselves as a mechanic. The person should have a zeal and confidence to resolve any kinds of issues pertaining to construction equipment, and can see their place as a master mechanics and also people who can sell their skills to the needy and can make a good career out of it. Next, getting an education from a good institute. The first step towards becoming an ace mechanic is to join a good institution that touches every aspect of heavy equipment. Their subjects should not only focus on one particular kind of machine, but should range from different machines total. More or less indices of the heavy equipment will be similar to each other, but having hands-on the knowledge will help you develop your skills and end up making you a fine technician out of you for the future. Next, speaking with veterans will further clear your doubts. While you are still learning in this institute, you should try and meet some tender people from the industry who are ready to guide you and clear your doubts. These are the experienced men and women, and they will prove to be quite handy when it comes to giving you accurate answers for any question. You can do your bit of research first, and only when you do not see any answers, you should approach your mentors, your veterans, you know, and get to know them and learn from them. And lastly, take some experience by working with veterans, you know, working with the experienced mechanic. When you are working with an experienced guy or gal, he or she will give you a lot of inputs and will sharpen your skills further. Once you begin working on a machine, start fixing them, you will see a lot of your confidence in you and will start finding things to be simpler. You know, learn from the veterans. Get all the knowledge you can get from them. You know, got any questions? Give me a call. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.